Walk into any grocery store and you're surrounded by them. Genetically modified crops. From the corn in your chips to the soy in your plant-based milk, GMOs are deeply woven into our food systems. They've become so prevalent that nearly 70% of processed foods in the U.S. contain genetically modified ingredients. But what does that mean for the future of global hunger? Are GMOs the answer to feeding a growing population? Or are they a risky gamble we can't afford to take? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is genetically modified crops are the best way to feed the world. And it comes from the science category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. Genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, are plants or animals whose DNA has been altered in ways that don't occur naturally. In agriculture, GMOs are designed to resist pests, tolerate herbicides, and increase yields. The first genetically modified crop, the Flavor Saver tomato, hit the market in 1994. But today, major GMO crops include corn, soybeans, and even cotton. Globally, GMO adoption has grown pretty rapidly, with the United States, Brazil, and Argentina leading the way. Proponents argue that GMOs are critical to addressing food insecurity and climate change. However, critics raise concerns about environmental impacts, corporate control of seeds, and the long-term health implications. The debate remains heated, making it a vital topic for discussion. Feeding the world's population, expected to exceed 9 billion by 2050, is one of humanity's greatest challenges. This debate matters because the way we grow our food impacts not just what we eat, but also the environment, economies, and public health. At the heart of this discussion lies a simple but profound question. Are GMOs the best solution we have? Now, let's debate. Agree. Genetically modified crops, GMOs, are the best way to feed the world. Increasing yields to combat hunger. GMOs are designed to produce higher yields, helping to meet the demands of a growing global population. For example, BT corn, engineered to resist pests, has been shown to increase yields by up to 25%. In countries like India, BT cotton has lifted millions of farmers out of poverty by reducing crop losses and increasing income. There are environmental benefits. GMOs can reduce the need for chemical pesticides and herbicides. Crops like Roundup Ready soybeans are engineered to withstand herbicides, allowing for more targeted weed control. This reduces the overall environmental footprint of farming. According to a study published in Nature, GMO crops have led to a 37% reduction in chemical pesticide use globally. Climate resilience. GMOs can be engineered to withstand extreme weather conditions, such as drought or flooding, which are becoming more common due to climate change. Drought-tolerant maize, for example, has been introduced in sub-Saharan Africa, improving food security in some of the world's most vulnerable regions. Disagree. Genetically modified crops, GMOs, are not the best way to feed the world. There are environmental and ecological risks. The widespread use of GMO crops can lead to unintended consequences, such as the emergence of superweeds resistant to herbicides. In the U.S., overuse of glyphosate on GMO crops has resulted in weeds that require even more toxic chemicals to control, harming the soil and water ecosystems. Corporate control and economic inequality. The GMO industry is dominated by a few multinational corporations, such as Bayer and Corteva, which control seed patents. This creates economic dependency for farmers, particularly in developing countries, who must buy new seeds every year instead of saving them from previous harvests. This dynamic makes inequality worse rather than better. health, and ethical concerns. While GMOs are considered safe by major scientific organizations, long-term health studies have been limited. Public skepticism persists, and labeling transparency is pretty inconsistent. Furthermore, tampering with nature at a genetic level raises ethical questions about our role in the natural world. Now for some rebuttals. One possible rebuttal to the agree point about increased yields could be, while GMO crops can increase yields in controlled conditions, they often underperform in real-world scenarios where factors like soil health and farming practices play a much larger role. Traditional breeding methods can also achieve yield increases without the associated risk of GMOs. One possible rebuttal to the disagree point about corporate control could be, seed patents are not unique to GMOs. Even non-GMO hybrid seeds are patented, and public sector initiatives can help reduce dependency on multinational corporations by developing region-specific GMO solutions. In 2023, researchers in the Philippines released Golden Rice, a GMO designed to combat vitamin A deficiency. While hailed as a breakthrough in addressing malnutrition, it also reignited debates about GMO acceptance in local communities. Meanwhile, the European Union is reconsidering its strict regulations on GMOs to address food security concerns amid climate challenges. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, Agree sets the stage and chooses how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. Genetically modified crops should only be used in developing countries facing food insecurity. What criteria would determine a country's eligibility for GMO use? How can this approach be implemented without creating dependency? GMOs should be labeled more transparently to allow consumer choice. What level of transparency is sufficient for consumers? How would mandatory labeling impact public perception and the GMO industry? 3. Genetic modification in agriculture should be limited only to climate-resilient crops. How would you define a crop as climate-resilient? Are there non-GMO alternatives to achieving the same goal? How else would you limit where genetic modification could be used? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many more by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.